This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Hi, this is Al Richards, Uncle Al, your radio pal. Join me Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. for WCNO's Community Calendar. Your nonprofit community calendar events should be sent to WCNO 2 weeks in advance. Our address is WCNO, 2960 Southwest Map Road, Palm City, Florida, 34990. Or email your events to WCNO at WCNO.com.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." This week, Pastor Jason will be speaking on the love of the Father. So grab a pen and take some notes and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
We've got to operate in faith because we have a faith God. And when you run out of, listen, this is where everybody gets it wrong. It's not your faith. He says, had the God kind of faith. It's God's faith. So when you run out of your faith, then you use his faith. Amen. It's one thing to have faith in God. It's another thing to have God's faith. He said, have the God kind of faith. Verse 23, for surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea, does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. So it takes faith to move God. Amen. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. That means you and I can never please God in unbelief. You can't please God in doubt. You can't please God in unbelief. No matter how much you cry, no matter how much you speak in tongues, no matter how much you jump up and down at the altar during praise and worship, you cannot please God in unbelief. Amen? God's just looking for somebody that's going to believe him, somebody that's going to take him at his word. And God says, this is my word. And you say, okay, God, I believe your word. But Pastor, what do you mean take him at his word? In other words, you live your life like the Bible's true. Somebody say, I got to live my life like the Bible's true. That means you get up in the morning and you act like it's true. You live your life like it's true. Not like you're trying to convince yourself that it's true. Well, I don't know, maybe. You say, well, I don't know if it'll work. Well, you got to act like it. Come on, you got to act like it. You got to live like it's going to work. You say, well, that's just being hypocritical. That's not in the Bible. I'm real, man. I'm real. I got to be real with people. No. The Bible says and teaches you put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody say, I got to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, you put on everywhere else you go, don't you? Isn't that right? Leave your house fussing and mad when you leave in the morning, driving 10 miles an hour to speed limit, huffing and puffing because things didn't go right. All upset, downcast, walking to your job. And you walk in and they say, good morning. Good morning. It's a beautiful day, isn't it? The weather's just fantastic. You say, well, I've got to be professional. I'm just putting on a professional demeanor. Well, you just put on Jesus' demeanor. It's the same thing. I've had people tell me that. Well, I'll tell you one thing. I ain't going to fake it. I'm real. No, you ain't. You in the flesh. That's what you are. You're manifesting anger. You're manifesting being mad. You're acting like a jerk, and you're going around with a chip on your shoulder. There ain't nothing like that about Jesus. Knock it off. Stop doing it. Well, I'm not going to act. Well, you need to do something. Because you're in unbelief. How many know that's unbelief when you walk around acting that way? That is unbelief. You just manifest in flesh. So it takes faith to move God, and it takes faith to move mountains. But watch this. Faith will not move God, and it won't move mountains until it moves you. You got to be moved by it first. Amen? And the first thing you got to move is your mouth. Somebody say, my mouth. Somebody's about to get a little bit of help. Amen? If you study the Old Testament and even over in the New Testament, every time God was ready to change a life, he changes somebody's destiny by changing their mouth. He changes their confession. He touched their mouth. Somebody say, he touched their mouth. When he got ready to get Isaiah out of king's chambers and move him into God's chambers, remember Isaiah? Everything was looking good. He was living in the palace. He was working for King Uzziah. And then Uzziah died. Right when Uzziah died, everything changed. And the prophet Isaiah, the doorpost on the house began to shake. The building began to shake. And Isaiah said, whoa! Whoa! I'm a man of unclean lips. And the angel of the Lord came down and grabbed a coal out of the altar of the Lord and picked it up and laid it on his lips and burned his lips to purify him. And after he burned his lips, Isaiah said, here I am, Lord, send me. Changed everything. Amen. He came up to Jeremiah one time and said, Jeremiah, I'm going to make you a voice to the nations. How many know every time God wants to change a nation and God wants to change a city, he'll raise up a preacher. He'll raise up a voice in an area to change that nation that will bring a word of conviction to that place. Isn't that right? He said, Jeremiah, I'm going to send you to change and speak to a nation. Jeremiah said, you can't do that. I'm just a youth. I'm just a young man. I've never been trained. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. And the Lord said, Jeremiah, don't say that. Shut your mouth. Your victory's on the way. I've got a word that I'm going to put in you. Don't mess it up. Amen. And Jeremiah became one of the greatest speaking prophets of the Old Testament. How about when he come to Gideon, he said, I'm getting ready to change this world. And Gideon, I'm going to use you. And Gideon said, Lord, you don't understand. I'm the least in my family. And my family is the least in their tribe. And my tribe is the least in all of Israel. You don't want to use me, Lord. I'm not good for what you want to do. He said, Gideon, you got to change the way you talk about. You got to start confessing that you are a mighty man of valor. Because faith's got to begin somewhere, ladies and gentlemen. Romans chapter 10 says, the word of the Lord, the word of my covenant, the word that God has put in my life. He says, where is it? Verse number 8, it is near you, even in your mouth. That's where the word of the Lord is. It's not on TBN at 2 o'clock in the morning with somebody holding their hand on the screen going, the Lord says, you don't even know who you are. The Bible says the word of the Lord is in your mouth. My God. It's near you. So if you want to change the atmosphere in your house, you want to change the atmosphere of your life, then you got to start lining your mouth up with heaven. My God. Whosoever shall say to this mountain. The Lord told him, he said, you need to read that over and over and over and over again. Brother Hagin came to a place in his life where he said, God, I don't want to preach this faith stuff no more. I don't want to preach this anymore. People think I'm crazy. I'm just going to start preaching about something else. I'm going to start talking about grace for a while. And God said, go read 11:22. I want you to keep reading it over and over and over and over and over. Finally, the Holy Spirit said to Brother Hagin, he said, how many times do you see the word say in there? And Brother Hagin said, 3 times. He said, how many times do you see the word believe in there? He said, 1 time. He said, so what are you telling me, Lord? He said, you got to believe and then you got to speak, speak, speak. You got to keep speaking what you believe. My God. I mean, that's true. Come on, we ain't got no problem believing God for healing. Somebody walk up to you and say, do you believe God heals? Yeah. Do you believe God saves? Yeah. Do you believe God touches people? Yeah. Do you believe God's doing a work in your life? Yeah. But as soon as we get into a big old mess that we don't understand, God, what's going on in my life? This is terrible. I can't stand this. We got a belief in our heart, but our mouth ain't lining up with the belief in our heart. That's why the Bible says, say. Believe, say. Believe, say. Believe, say. Because your mouth will get you in trouble. If I learned anything when I was a little boy, that was the one thing my mama kept telling me. Jason, your mouth is going to get you in trouble. You go, I don't believe this thing's going to change. I don't think this everything's coming together. No. If you can't say the right thing, shut your mouth.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God. You're my company.
What comes out of your mouth is what releases your faith, ladies and gentlemen. I believe God heals. My mouth ought to line up with that, don't you think? The book of 2 Kings, chapter 4. Elisha is a traveling prophet, and he goes from city to city. He spends a little bit of time in these different towns, and he ministers. And then he would pull back to a place called Mount Carmel, which was the mountain of God, where he would worship God and make offerings unto the Lord. One time he comes into this village, and the Bible says that as he comes into the village, there was a notable woman. Somebody say notable. You know what that means? She was a woman of great respect. She was a woman that had money. She was wealthy. She was a woman that had influence in her city. And one time she says to Elisha when he's in town, she says, you know, every time you come to town, you don't really have anywhere to stay. You stay all over the place. She said, this is what I'm going to do for you, Elisha. She said, I'm going to take on the back of my house, I'm going to build a room for you. I'm going to build a chamber. And I'm going to build this chamber just for you when you come to town. It's going to be your quarters when you're here so you have a roof over your head. And I'm going to put a bed in there, and I'll put a chair in there, and I'll put a lantern in there. But she said, when you come through town, I want you to stay at my house. You won't really even be in my house. You won't bother me. You'll have some privacy. And I just want to feel like, I just feel like God wants me to make a place for the man of God. So she built this room on the back of her house off to the side, and he said, okay, thank you very much. I'll do that. And he'd come at different times, and he'd stay there and stay in the room. And one time he was in the room, and he got to thinking about this woman that had been so generous to him. And he told his servant, he said, go ask her if there's anything I can do for her. Just run out there and see if there's anything I can do for this woman, because she's been so kind to me. She's been so good to me. And he sent a servant in there, and the servant came back, and he said, she didn't say anything. She just said, I'm just a person that dwells among my people. In other words, she's just happy to be here, and she's happy to be alive, and everything's okay. But Elisha said, the Lord keeps speaking to me about something. Heaven's saying something about her. I got to do something for her. She's saying she's fine, but I've got to do something for her. And he said, go ask her if she has a child. So a servant goes back in there, and he said, the man of God wants to know about your children. She said, no. I can't go there no more. I've been barren, and I can't deal with the thing about children. I've gotten over that pain. I've never had children, and I've dealt with it. I don't want to think about it. I don't want to have anything to do with it anymore. I'm fine. I'm just dwelling among my people. I'm glad that you're here. I'm glad that I could build a place for you. Don't bring that up. Don't stir that up in my heart again. I can't live with that anymore. Elisha sent this servant in there. He said, you tell her this time next year she'll be holding a baby. The Bible says Elisha got up and he moved to another town, and he continued on to his journey. And that same time next year, she had a child, a son. She began to raise him, and one day when he was a teenager, he went out into the field, and we don't really know everything. The Bible doesn't real clear about everything that happened with him, but he grew up, and he was out in the field one day with his daddy. And the Bible says, he said, "My head, my head." Some scholars think he had an aneurysm. Some think it was sunstroke, but he fell over. And the daddy's servants picked up the teenage boy, and they brought him back to his mama, and they laid him in his mama's lap, and she held him there until he passed away and died. And her servants came to her, and they said, "Do you want us to take him out and prepare him for burial?" She said, "No. No, no, no. You take him up there in that room that I built for the man of God and lay him on the bed." She said, "Go get my donkey." The Bible says she went out of the gate with force. I mean, she was kicking it. That little donkey was running hard as he could to Mount Carmel. Elisha was up on the mountain, and he looked down off the mountain, and he looked way down into the pass, and he saw the dust being stirred up on the road. He looked down and he said, "That's that little Shulamite woman that built me a room in that village over there." He told his servant, he said, "Go down there and see what she's doing down there." And he went down there to her, and he says, "Are you all right?" And she said, "Oh yes, it is well with me." The servant ran back and told Elisha. He said, "It's well with her." He said, "Well, go down there and ask her if her husband's all right." She went back down there. He went back down there and he said, "Is your husband all right?" She said, "It is well with me." The servant came back to Elisha and he said, "It's all good." He said, "Well, she had a son. Go down there and ask her if her son's all right." And he went down there and he asked her. He said, "Is your son okay?" She said, "It is well with me." How many know you got to come to a point in your life where it is well with you? No matter what the circumstances are. The Bible goes on to say that she grabbed Elisha by the feet and she told him. He said, "What's going on?" She told him, she said, "It's my son, he's dead." And he sent his servant on ahead and told him to go anoint him and pray for him. And him and the woman followed up behind. And when he got there, the Bible tells the story of how he went in there and he laid on the boy, breathed on him. And he ends up getting up and he sneezes 7 times and comes back to life. But how many know, listen to me. Your promise is not dead. It might look like it's had an aneurysm or sunstroke or it's fallen apart or the thing that you've hoped for isn't what you thought it would be. But can I just tell you this morning that it is well? It is well. Listen, some of you here this morning, you've been believing God for your children who are now adults, who you've longed to see come into the kingdom of God and just out there in the world. Some of you got brothers and sisters you've been believing for. Can I just tell you that it is well? Keep believing. Keep confessing. They're coming. Your dream's not dead. It's not stagnated. It's unto appointed time for your life. It's okay to believe God for the healing. It's okay to believe God for their life. It's okay to believe God to meet your needs. Because it's part of the promise and it is well. Can I just say that to you this morning? I know we've come to places in our life where we felt like that was it and it was all over. It's never over. Every death is part of life's process. It is well and fruit will come out of it. Every shortcoming becomes His fulfillment. Every weakness He's made strong in.
It is well. Come on, somebody say, it is well. Let's bow our heads this morning. Heavenly Father, we love you so much. Lord, forgive us for the things we've said, God, that have just brought death cycles into our lives. Forgive us, Lord. Purge our mouths with your truth. Lord, that we can declare over our lives and over everything pertaining to this life of godliness that you've called us to, that we can declare, it is well with me. I thank you for that this morning. I thank you for this church, and I thank you for what you're doing in this house, where you're taking us, things that are being done. Lord, everybody in this house today, God, I lift them up to you. I pray that it is well with them.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21, All Professional, and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047. Taking care of business.
Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2014 school year. If you live in St. Lucie County and have a desire for your child's education to include Christian values and principles, then we want to meet you. Golden Rule Academy offers small class sizes, caring Christian educators, sports, and both accelerated and paced ESE programs. Free K-12 grade scholarships are available and going fast. Call today, 464-1597. Again, that's 464-1597. Golden Rule Academy, training up children in the way they should go for over 8 years.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.